I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. There is a lot at stake in central Illinois if a state government shutdown occurs. And a faith-based bookstore closing up shop, that and more coming up. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with all of that talk about the possibility of some type of work stoppage involving the state employees, especially AFSCME workers. That would certainly be a blow to not just Springfield, but many other communities in central Illinois.
Moody's Analytics took a look at this specific question about Springfield in a report for the state in January. It was a good news, bad news report, if you will. Springfield's economy has done very well since the recession compared to most of the state. Home sales have done well. Unemployment's been the lowest in the state for much of the past few months. And until recently, sales taxes were doing okay. Now that's begun to show up. Perhaps as a result of the state budget. What Moody's pointed out, though, is that Springfield and Champaign have the most to lose should there be a strike, certainly. We have to remember there are still 17,900 state employees in Sangamon and Menard County. Now, not all of those would be AFSCME workers, certainly, but the stakes could be very high for Springfield the longer this drags on.
And I know you've reported on this before, but that has to make business people in the area a little bit jittery as far as when it comes to investing in their business, trying to expand, things like that. They don't know what the future is going to hold.
Yeah, you know, we've been hearing that for several months, really, since the state has been without a budget. But now it is getting to the point where they're talking about real pain, not only not expanding, but not hiring, and their customers not making big purchases. Now, certainly, if there was a strike, that would take that to a whole new level.
You also reported in the past a week on what you called really the big four for Springfield, and these were the YWCA block, the Pillsbury plant, the cleanup there, rail consolidation, and Hunter Lake. Give us the overview of what that report was about.
Well, those are four projects that are featured on the City of Springfield website as four big economic development initiatives the city would like to see happen for the long term. So we just did a quick update of each of those. And just to run through those, the YWCA block has been getting a lot of the attention lately. The demolition of the former YWCA building has been completed. Now we're waiting on the city to release a new round of requests for development proposals. We don't know exactly when that will be, but should be soon. As far as the Pillsbury Mills plant, asbestos cleanup has begun there. That's expected to take about 6 months. Once that's completed, it goes back to the owners, and then the future of that site will be resolved in court. Rail consolidation, they, of course, opened the Carpenter Street underpass last summer. Planning has begun for Ash and Laurel Streets underpasses. They would like to start that work this year. Now, there's some question whether the federal funding will be there. And, of course, Hunter Lake, we've been talking about that for more than 50 years in Springfield. And the next step in that is a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers study, basically an environmental impact study. And so they expect that back later this year, and then they'll determine their next step.
And finally this week, the Family Christian Bookstore, which is located out at Parkway Point, it's announced that it is going out of business, and this, again, coming from the company.
Well, the company is liquidating Family Christian stores. They have about 240 stores nationwide. They haven't given a specific time frame, but though these typically will take 2 or 3 months, and they do have a store in Parkway Point Shopping Center on Veterans Parkway in Springfield that has been there since 1998. But it goes back the tradition even further than that. There was a store in there in 1994, the Bethel Christian Bookstores, and it's just another of those things where book buying habits certainly have changed, and the company just was not making enough sales to stay in business.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.